on Tuesday, the literary journal The Paris Review threw itself a 50th birthday bash and a wake for the recent death of the magazine's beloved founding editor, George Plimpton. Michelle Mercer reports it was a swell farewell.
The Paris Review's 50th anniversary party had all the old-fashioned decadence you'd expect from a storied literary institution. Held in New York's upscale Cipriani restaurant, along with the usual music and wine, this party had dancing can-can girls and even indoor fireworks. Perhaps more dazzling were the literary luminaries on hand who'd been published in the Paris Review. Kurt Vonnegut, E.L. Doctorow, Paul Auster, and William Kennedy were just some of the faces in the crowd. But the only thing anyone wanted to talk about was the conspicuously absent George Plimpton, the late editor of the magazine and the main attraction of many past Paris Review events. Inside the actor's studio, host James Lipton summed up the crowd's ambivalence. He was happy to be there honoring the Paris Review, but...
But it's Plimptonless. That is to say, it's Georgeless. And all of us who knew him and loved him are so keenly aware of it tonight.
But Harper's Magazine editor Lewis Lapham found lots of reasons to celebrate, even with Plimpton's passing.
And then we have his magazine, and we have pictures on the screen of his life and his innumerable adventures. And there are enough stories in this room. It gives me, anyway, a very good feeling. I have a feeling of a joyful noise being made under the Lord.
Novelist Dave Eggers, editor of the quirky literary magazine McSweeney's, says he was most influenced by Plimpton's good humor.
He had a way of publishing the very best work that American writers had to offer, but at the same time, he never took it overly serious. And that was an inspiration to us. You know, you could do it and you could be serious about the work without being too serious about the context.
For all the fond remembrances at the party, the serious question on everyone's mind was how the Paris Review would carry on without Plimpton. New Yorker editor David Remnick was cautiously optimistic.
The Paris Review never had a decline, and I don't expect it'll have one now, but I think it'll be very tough. I mean, there's no use being a Pollyanna about it. When your founder editor unfortunately leaves the scene after 50 years, it is no small task to find the successor. And it'll take some time, I think.
850 people, twice as many as were expected before Plimpton's death, packed into the party, and the event raised close to $1 million. Columnist Art Buchwald says George Plimpton probably loves the irony of his friends emptying their pockets at his wake.
I want one just like this if I have to go. It's a beautiful party. It's exactly what George would have wanted, but he couldn't be here. So we all paid $1,000 to be here, and he must be laughing like hell right now, saying, I got him for $1,000.
For Day to Day, this is Michelle Mercer in New York.
And so, Mrs. Pesca, I am hoping to hear from you soon, while I still have a job. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.